about trading options into gold.
Yes.
Yes. So how are you doing today, Jim?
Very well, thank you.
Good.
You know, I wanted to, one thing is that when we talk about options, people say, well, gee whiz, I've never traded options, and options seem to be very dangerous. But they don't realize that it has a huge leverage potential.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when Goldman Sachs, for example, was at $100 a share, and at one time it was $200 a share plus, but at $100 a share, for 100 shares, you'd need $10,000.
Right.
And for 1,000 shares, you need $100,000 to trade the underlying or trade the actual stock. But you can actually trade the options for one contract would be 100 shares, and you can trade that for $500 to $800.
Wow.
So it's only a 1% calculation, and if the market moves 1%, you have a chance to make 100% return. Or if you're trading 1,000 shares, instead of using $100,000, you can do it for $5,000 to $8,000 and get that almost that same kind of return back. So it's quite remarkable, the leverage that's involved.
And that's the key to using options. And is there a unlimited risk on the other side?
Well, if you buy an option or you buy a call, if you bought one call for $500, the most you can lose is that $500.
Hmm.
Whereas if you were in the underlying and the market went against you, you could lose thousands.
Right.
Whereas if you buy a call or a put, you have predetermined limited risk. The most you can lose is what you invested in it. And you have unlimited profitability.
Right. Right.
Like in a put, you have unlimited profitability until the stock reaches zero.
Right.
But the important thing about it is that you have limited predetermined risk in unlimited profit potential.
Which seems to be a pretty good deal.
I always thought so.
Whereas if you bought, like let's say you bought 100 shares of a stock at $100 a share.
Yes.
So that's $10,000. You could lose the $10,000.
Well, if the market went down, it's $100 a share. So every time that market moved $1, you'd lose $1,000.
Right.
So that if it went down and the market on Goldman Sachs, if it moved $8,000-$9,000, you could lose $9,000 in a very quick time.
Right. Whereas if it was an option and I'd spent $500, that's the most I could lose.
Yes, you have predetermined limited risk. Well, it can't be that easy. Well, that's the way it is. Options were designed specifically, and they were developed by Myron Scholes and Fisher Black. Myron Scholes, by the way, was a Canadian, and they came up in 1973 with a way to price options. And They won the Nobel Prize in 1996. Fisher Black had died, but Myron Scholes had won the Nobel Prize for the ability to price an option. And the beauty of it is that options were designed to limit risk.
Wow.
So really what happens, if you use options properly the way they were designed, you're limiting your risk. So you have a chance. You know, when you buy a car, and you buy a brand new car, and you spend $60,000 on it, before you drive that car off the lot, you have to go in and buy insurance.
Mm-hmm.
And in essence, you're actually buying a put, so that you'll give them $2,000, and they will give you a piece of paper. Doesn't seem to be fair somehow. That if you have an accident with that car, that they will be able to...
And if you have the accident with the car, the value of the car is dropped, right?
Yes.
So they'll replace that.
They'll replace the value of the car. But you bought a put to protect the downside.
Right. So the way options originally were probably meant is I would buy 100 shares of Goldman Sachs or Lehman Brothers or somebody, and thinking it would go up, but if it didn't, I would buy a put, which would protect me against it going down.
Yes, yes. But you can use options on both sides. and which gives you the capability of, because if you have to get into a stock that's $100 a share, and you want a thousand shares, all of a sudden you're into the $100,000 plus bracket.
Right.
Whereas you can get into something like that and control it and not own it for $5,000 to $8,000. It's crazy.
Wow. It's magic.
It's just like magic. It's like magic. And most people, when we talk to them, they have these preconceived notions about options and just don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
We had the same thing happen with, I talked to people. I'd gone to New York about a month and a half ago, as you know, and I love New York. And a lot of people say, oh, New York is a dangerous place. And I always ask them the same question. Have you ever been to New York City? And they say, no. Well, if you'd gone to New York, you'd realize what a wonderful place it is and all the rest of it. And the same thing is about options. And people are afraid of options. I said, yeah, do you trade options? No. Do you know anything about it? Well, not really.
Right. And that's the thing, is educating yourself, getting comfortable with it, and trying it out. And the cool thing is that you don't even have to use your own money in the beginning. You can paper trade with monopoly money just to practice and get comfortable with the whole process.
Well, when people start the class, the first class we do, we get them to open up an account, a simulated account, which gives them $10,000 or $15,000 that they can trade. They open up the account and they can trade, and they trade just exactly as if they were trading real money. So they can have a chance. So we get them practicing simulated paper trading monopoly type transactions, so they know what's going on.
Right. Huh.
And it's really quite wonderful. I think that you think about all. I think that you and I were out in one of the classes and we saw some people. They were paving the road
yes.
And they worked quite hard. And he said, here's what's the difference between these people who are working tremendously hard, sweating. It was a warm day, and the people that are making a lot more money and with a lot less perspiration.
Yeah.
So it's all about education, and that's the key. Is that, the pit traders and the stockbrokers and all the rest of it aren't any smarter than you and I. They're just smarter, you and me. Is that they're educated. They have some education,
that's
and
right.
Once you get the education, people who've taken the course will soon realize that they're more educated than most of the brokers.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had about 12 brokers take my course.
Right.
And
one of the students that took your course was a programmer, and he put together a program called the Market Trader Genius.
Yes.
That is,
yes.
Because one of the problems with buying and selling stocks or options is there's so many of them. How do you know which one you should buy? Like if there's 5,000 stocks, like, oh my goodness, what's the best one, or what's even a good one, or what's a poor one?
Exactly. Now, what happened was that this fellow was in the class, and he said, this is such a good course that he said, I can write a program based on your course. And that's what he did. Mm-hmm. So we have this program available now. And a lot of it's based on Jesse Livermore, who was the fellow who, in the 29 crash, he started trading when he was 15. But what he would do is find the top sector. And then within that top sector, he'd find the two top stocks, and he'd call them sister stocks.
Okay.
And that's how we have set up the Market Trader Genius, that you can vary. He hired people to go through and do all these calculations, but the Market Trader Genius will do the calculations for you in an instant and provide the information for you so you know exactly which stocks to trade. So you take the top sector. And then the two top stocks in that sector, or the bottom sectors, and the two bottom stocks, two top stocks in that bottom sector, and you trade them, and it seems to have worked very, very well. And the advantage to it is that you're not guessing; it's giving you all the rules and the regulations. So that, and also the Market Trader Genius operates just like a course because the help files are all from my course. And if you want to find out anything, you can go to the help file, and all the information is there.
Right.
So,
very cool.
It's amazing. Things are a lot simpler than they were 100 years ago with the electronics and all the rest of it. We really have an opportunity to make a lot of money, and all we have to do is just change our thinking a little bit.
Right.
And I think by using options and trading stocks and commodities, you can see a tremendous opportunity to just change your lifestyle. And that's the whole thing. I always talk about tripling your income and doubling your time off.
Right.
And so we want to not work as hard and yet all of a sudden produce triple the results.
Yeah, and one of the things that I really like about the market trader genius is that it really, like, one of the things you can do is you can look at the different sectors.
Yes.
Right? And I just click that on, and it gives you the gain or loss percentage for, you know, today and the 5 days and a month, 3 months and a year. And when you look at that, it's just absolutely incredible because home health care is the only one that's actually up over the past year.
Yes.
Like only one of these, you know, 40 or 50 sectors is up. And the worst one is down 83%.
Yes.
Which is just absolutely amazing. But
it's broadcasting and radio.
That's right. And then you can see, of course, like the 1 month, kind of, you know, it's actually still the worst. But because you can make money whether the stock market is going up or going down, which I think is something that people have a hard time getting their head around.
Yes. Yes, and the key to it is you realize that because greed and fear are the two bullies in the market, greed driving the market up and fear driving it down, that the market moves down faster than it moves up.
Yes.
And as a result, you have a better opportunity to make money when the market moves up. See, the sector
down,
that... Yeah, when the market moves down, there's a huge opportunity to. I'm trying to do two things at once here. Yeah, so that you have a greater opportunity to make money when the market's moving down,
mm-hmm.
because the market moves down much, much faster than it moves up.
Yeah.
So people have crying about what's happened with the stock market. There's people that are making a huge amount of money.
Yeah, because it's going down. Because they take advantage of it going down.
Yes.
And what's cool about the market trader genius is that it can tell us right away, well, here's where, you know, in the last month it's gone, you know, that particular sector's gone down 43.44% compared to, say, another sector which maybe is my favorite for some strange reason, like security software and services, which only went down 4%. So if we're looking for movement, which is where we can, in volatility, then I would probably be wanting to take a closer look at the broadcast radio sector than I would at the security software sector.
Right. Now, what happens is that when you look at sectors like broadcasting radio, it's gone down 83%. You can get that list, and then within that list, you can select which stocks have moved down the most in the last, and you can see that by sorting it, you can see that ETM and SIRI, it's two stocks that have moved down. One moved down 94%, the other one not moved 90%, and that SIRI is a Cirrus, you know, the XM radio, satellite radio. It's moved down. So, you know, there's probably a good chance it's going to keep moving down.
Right.
And so you can see exactly what's happening. And if you just traded these stocks, you'd make money. So it not only does it identify the sector, but it identifies the two sister stocks that have the biggest move down, which in this case, one of them being Sirius.
Right. And you just said something that I thought was really important in the two sister stocks, because that's another thing that Mr. Livermore talked about, right? Was
yes.
Trading the two stocks.
Well, he used them. He felt that they would move in tandem. So, if you look at these stocks now and look at the charts, you'll see that they're very similar.
Mm-hmm.
So they used them as lead dogs. If one started to change direction, you'd see the other one. And the other thing is, I also use lead dogs with the Diamond and or Dow Jones Industrial Average and so on, so that you can see exactly what's going on. So you have a system that shows you exactly what's going on. And overall, 75 to 85% of the stocks move in the general direction of the overall market. Mm-hmm. So we don't want to go against what the overall market is doing.
Right.
And the market trader genius will tell you it draws a chart of all the stocks so you can see exactly where the market is moving. So if the market is moving down, you should be only going short or buying puts.
Right, right. That's really important. Because what happens most of the time when you bet against the market?
The same thing is true of trying to go against the tide. Mm-hmm. You know, if you had a small child sitting on the edge of the ocean and he watched the waves coming in, he'd say, well, Daddy, the ocean's coming in. But the wave may be coming in, but the tide's going out. And so you may see the market may go up momentarily, but the tide is going down.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't want to, and if the overall market is going down, you don't want to start going long. You may win, but the worst thing that can happen is to not follow the rules and you still win because you think that you're bulletproof. But it's all based on probability. So you want to be in a position where if the market is going in your direction and the overall market is going in one direction, the stocks that you trade should be going in that direction.
That's right. Because, yeah, you really don't want to bet against the tide.
No, ever. I mean, it's no matter how strong a rower you are, you're probably going to lose.
Mm-hmm.
So the market trader genius does an excellent job of giving you an exact direction of what's going on.
Yeah, and then also by the different sectors. Now, I was going to ask you, too, because when we were looking at the broadcast radio, the price of a lot of those shares are like 20 cents.
Yes.
So that probably would not be a sector that you would want to spend a lot of time in because, particularly if you're shorting it, because to go from 20 cents to, you know...
There's not enough money in it.
No.
See, most of the stocks that I trade, I like to trade stocks that have are about $100 or better. So,
but that's a good important rule to know.
Yeah, because the reason being, of course, is that if the stocks have a high price, now that's hard to find just these days, mm-hmm. but if you look at resorts and casinos, which is it's gone down 79, almost 80% in the last year, and you look at and sort those, and the ones that have moved down the most, the last year. And you can see that Las Vegas Sands is one of them.
Right. It went from $122.96 as one-year high to $6.26.
Yes.
As its last price. Holy smokes.
So that's an example of how if you just followed using Las Vegas Sands and followed that all the way down, you'd have made yourself a lot of money. And if you used MGM as another one, you can see that MGM went from... $35 down to $10, but it's got the same look to it when you look at the stocks.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd want to find when you go through the sectors, you find the ones that are moving and also the ones that have large volume and are a little more expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Because with the move, if it's a $100 stock, then it has a chance to have a bigger move. But any one of these, if you'd taken Las Vegas Sands and traded it for the last year, you'd have made $10,000 on 100 shares just buying puts.
Right. Well, and I'm thinking now, too, that it's, you know, when you've gone from $100 to $10, like, talk about having a bad year, but how much lower is it going to go before it becomes a really good buying opportunity?
Well, the whole thing about it is, and the question, it could be weeks, it could be years.
Mm-hmm.
The market could stay down. See, the key is not to buy low and sell high. The key is to sell when the market's moving down or buy when the market's moving up. So you have to wait for the market to move up.
Right.
But there's lots of stocks that are still over $100 that you could trade that give you the opportunity give you a profit, so that you go through and you look for the ones that look to be, that have had big moves. So you'd rather have something that, you look at investment brokerages, it's gone down 53% in the last year, and you look at those stocks and sort them. And you can see that, you know, you still got Merrill Lynch, you got Goldman Sachs, you have a chance to see some stocks that have got some value.
Right.
Now Merrill Lynch has dropped off, but the Goldman Sachs has dropped $100, but it's still trading at about $70 a share, which is pretty good.
Right.
But the key is that if you're trading and the market moves $5 or $6 a day and you're trading options, you'll make money.
That's right.
See, if you look at just going back to steel and iron, for example. You can sort that, and you can see that even if the stock is moved down to $10, you can see that the stock is moving $3-4 at a time. That's a lot of money.
Right. So part of it is the amount of change.
Yes. Yeah, and we want stocks that have had a big move. So because we want volatility. Volatility is the key.
Mm-hmm. That's right. When we're talking about the strategies that we're talking about right now, because there'd be other strategies if you're in kind of a sideways market.
Yes.
Because the market always changes, right? We're in a bull market now. A few years ago, we were in a...
Well, we're in a bear market now.
Yeah, sorry, did I say bull?
Yes.
Sorry, we're in a bear market now. A few years ago, we were in a bull market. I guess I was going to say we were in a bear market a few years ago and a bull now. I guess I get my animals mixed up. But
Yeah.
But everything was going up before. Now it's going down. And that's just the way life is, right?
That's right. And things will change. But I think that for the most part, the next little while, it's going to keep going down.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result, we have a great opportunity to make money because we know what the direction is.
That's right. And it's like paddling downstream versus trying to paddle upstream.
Yes, yes. Or paddling against the tide.
Yeah.
You don't want to paddle against the tide. So if the market downstream is good, if it's a strong downstream, you don't want to be trying to go upstream, mm-hmm. because it's going to be a tough market.
Right.
I love that saying, you know, the little song, the kid's song, row row your boat gently down the stream.
Right.
Merrily, life is but a dream.
It's a good one.
So I like that. And I think that you have to go down the stream.
Yeah. So one of the cool things, because we wanted to really introduce everybody to the Market Trader Genius in this podcast, and one of the cool things is you can get a market overview, you can see what the whole market is doing, you've got lists so you can look at the specific shares or specific stocks that you want to look at, you can also go by sectors, and what it does is it just makes it, for me anyway, very easy to find out very... How am I trying to say this? To very quickly find out if this is a stock that I really want to look at or not, because it's, you know, could be a $5 stock, or it could not be moving very far, or it could be not having a lot of volume. There's all sorts of reasons why you wouldn't want to necessarily get involved in a stock, and the Market Trader Genius tells you all these things very, very quickly. In fact, it even bolds and changes the color of the ones that it identifies as the top stocks to look at in the different sectors.
Yeah, and also it determines market sentiment by the number of options that are traded. So if it's bright blue, for example, as a stock, that means that more than 1,000 options have been traded in that stock for the last 10 trading days.
Right.
So you can see where the market sentiment is, and when you go in to select an option, one of the option chains, it tells you what option chain to select.
Right, right.
So not only does it select the tell you whether the market's going up or down, it tells you you can select the sector, you can select the stocks within that sector, and then it'll give you the actual option chain to select. And when you look at the stock, it'll give you all the indicators that are paint barred to show you which direction the market is going, based on volume and closing based and volume based indicators. and close location value.
Right. And also you can look at it from the terms of a daily perspective or from a weekly perspective, which kind of gives you the whole year.
Right.
Which I think is really cool.
Or an intraday. If you want to see what happened intraday, you can see that as well.
Mm-hmm.
So cool. It's really a great opportunity. I just think that I've kept the Market Trader Training, Market Trader Genius program a secret much too long.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to let people know about it and how to use it. So if somebody wants to know more about how to use the Market Trader Genius, Jim, where could they go?
And then go to www.markettradertraining.com or they can go to jim@markettradertraining.com or they can call me at 604-767-2019.
Cool. Awesome. Well, Jim, thanks for taking time out of your busy day to share this interesting information. And I know your students really appreciate you and the passion you have for teaching people how to make money in the stock market, whether it's going up, down, or sideways. And I also like to tell everybody who's listening, we really appreciate you joining us. If you've got any questions that you'd like asked in an upcoming podcast, if you go to markettradertraining.podomatic.com, you can leave comments there. Let us know what you like and any questions you've got, and we'll bring them up in some of our upcoming podcasts.
Thank you very much, Scott.
Thanks, Jim. Bye-bye,
everybody. Bye.